This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There is more anxiety today over the fate of Western hostages in Iraq. A claim on an Islamist internet site says a radical group has killed two female Italian aid workers who were kidnapped in Baghdad 2 weeks ago. The Italian government urged caution, and the aid group said it had serious doubts about the claim. Meanwhile, the group that killed two American hostages this week released a video showing the third captive, British contractor Kenneth Bigley, pleading for his life. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
A group calling itself the Islamic Jihad Organization claimed responsibility for abducting Simona Toretta and Simona Parry, who worked for the Italian aid agency A Bridge to Baghdad. They were the first Western women kidnapped in Iraq. Now there's an internet claim from a group with a slightly different name, Jihad Organization, suggesting they may be the first female hostages killed in the country. But that claim has not been verified. The NGO's website says it hasn't given up hope for the two women. Italy has rejected the kidnappers' demand that it withdraw its troops from Iraq, and Italian officials said the claim of the killings should be treated with the utmost caution. There are no such doubts about the murderous intent of the group Unification and Jihad, which killed two American hostages this week. Last night, a video was released showing the third, Briton Kenneth Bigley, addressing his Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
Help me to live so I can see my wife and my son. I don't want to die.
After some confusion yesterday, U.S., British, and top Iraqi officials all said they had no intention of cutting deals with terrorists, and there were no immediate plans to release either of two high-profile Iraqi women currently in U.S. custody. A U.S. official said a regular review process has recommended 14 detainees for release on bail, including one of the women, but final approval was still pending. The kidnappers, led by Jordanian Mousab al-Zarqawi, originally asked for the release of women held at two U.S. facilities, but later spoke of freeing all Muslim women. The group also considers the interim Iraqi government a tool of the U.S. An Iraqi Justice Ministry spokesman declined to say how many women are in Iraqi custody, if any. Iraqi hospitals reported renewed clashes today between militiamen and U.S. and Iraqi forces in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood. Residents reported fresh airstrikes from U.S. warplanes. The military said an American Bradley fighting vehicle was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. There was no immediate word of any U.S. casualties. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.